This episode of Talking About Practice is made possible by the Civil War. Because if you don't try to break up every once in a while, are you really even trying?
We talking about practice. Not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up. We just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
You know the drill. Talking about practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. Going live right now. I'm your co-host, Jarrell Gilbert. Alongside me, partner in crime, co-creator of the show, Derek Isomaki.
Yo, what's good, party people?
We have our resident degenerate. If you got it, then spend it, because you can't take this money with you, Rudy Vasquez.
Let's go, baby. And a quick shout-out. My little brother's birthday was yesterday. Avid listener.
Is this Christian?
Kevin.
Oh, Kevin. Okay.
Kevin,
I'm sorry, Kevin. My apologies.
Big shout-out to Kevin.
Happy
you
birthday,
just got
Mark.
A lot of younger brothers. You being the oldest.
Yeah.
You know? I'm just saying. You say your younger brother. I'm just saying, give it a little more specification.
Fair enough. Yes.
Like you said, you're a Mexican.
He is not the youngest, the second youngest.
Second youngest. All right. Yes. Shouts to Kevin.
Happy birthday, dog.
Big shout out to Kevin
and Darren too, my man. Chopsticks.
Oh, Darren,
well.
Yes.
Oh yeah,
of course.
Shout out to Darren as well. Happy birthday,
my fellow Japanese friends.
That's correct.
Yes,
and he
Chinese as well.
He's pretty ecstatic today because of the Kings win, and we'll cover that. I mean, yeah. We'll get to it. We'll talk about that in a little bit. We do have our producer extraordinaire here, Stepman Brad.
Yeah,
and we have a guest today. Our friend Curtis with C4 is joining us. Curtis, what's happening, sir?
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Of course. So let's actually start there. So if you've been listening to the show for a long time, you know we like to bring on small business owners from our community and give them an opportunity to share some of what they have going on. Curtis and I met about a month ago or so. And Curtis, why don't you tell us what the overall business is, and then we could kind of talk about the event you got coming up.
Yeah, so the overall business, I'm sure as everybody's been kind of like paying attention, cannabis stores have been opening. There's a couple new dispensaries in Chico, and there's also some other cannabis businesses, which I'm involved with, which is we have a distribution and manufacturing business right off Cohasset near the airport. C4 NorCal Distro's distro brand or name or company, but C4 is a Chico, California cannabis company.
Oh, right.
So yeah, we just wanted to bring local production of cannabis to Northern California.
Are you the first cannabis distribution in Chico?
Yeah, so we're not technically the first like people who have ever done any kind of like distribution,
sure.
Chico or I guess delivery, but we are the first license.
The first legal one.
Yeah, the first legal one. Yeah, yeah.
The first one playing by the rules and paying taxes.
Yeah,
we appreciate you, brother.
White people like me, it's always been legal. But
Fair enough. That's hilarious. You know what? That actually brings up a story. One time I was leaving Taco Bell with Derek Isomaki here, and he skirted out right in front of the police. I'm like, yo, what are you doing? And he's like, dude, I'm white. It's fine. So I really appreciate when white folks actually use their white privilege. Like, that's really, really awesome. So
it's good for getting out of traffic tickets.
Yes, yes.
I mean, I've got my fair share of them, but at the same point in time, it's also probably helped me out. Well, you know, because I was breaking the law, but you know,
right.
Doesn't get you out of all of them.
Oh, not all of them. No, but there's still a privilege there, and I'm gonna wave that flag until I can't. You know,
20 miles per hour with the speed limit.
Yeah. Just don't be the fastest one out there. That's usually what my tip point is. You know, yeah.
Curtis, so tell us, you have an event coming up with Sweet Flower this Thursday. Tell us a little bit about the event.
Yeah, so Sweet Flower is doing an event. I don't know all the details about their portion of the event, but I do know that they're going to have vendors, and I think they're going to have some food trucks, and we're going to be there, and we're going to have our products that we've produced ourselves in our manufacturing space that are going to be available in Sweet Flower for the event.
Okay.
So it's going to be on April 20th, which is, you know, the 420 event. It's like Christmas for cannabis. You know, it's like it's as close as it gets, the biggest holiday. And this is going to be kind of like the first time like a locally produced brand or product from Chico is going to be like available, you know, on the market. So it's really exciting. It's exciting for us, given that it's taken so long. If you guys have been following us for like 2 years post city council decisions,
right?
It finally kind of came to fruition. So yeah, it's going to be great. We have a pretty good array of products out there that I think are all really well produced. And it's going to be at Sweet Flower.
Are
your products currently at Sweet Flower now, or will this be the first time they'll be there?
The first time that they're going to be there.
Okay. Oh, okay.
You know, so Sweet Flower has just picked up some of our products kind of in preparation for the 420 event.
Okay.
Given that their, you know, their ownership is local, right? And so is Embark's ownership is local. And they really wanted to make sure they had some local brands to showcase.
Yeah.
And so we're like, well, you know,
we're the only ones.
Here we are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. I mean, what goes better than cannabis and food trucks? I mean, that is a match made in heaven. So what time is the event taking place? Is it all day? Or
it's all day. I think as soon as Sweet Flower opens, they're doing like a first 100 people in the door get like a special grab bag, I think.
Or something
like that is, I think, part of their deal.
Okay.
Similar to when they first opened. And then there's going to be, like, vendors there. We're going to be there giving away, like, stuff. I think we're going to give away, like, maybe some hats and T-shirts or whatnot.
Sweet. Okay.
And then also, you know, there will be our products available in the store. And I don't know what everybody else is giving away, but I'm sure there's going to be a lot of giveaways and food and music.
Cool.
I think there may be some DJs.
Especially for it being this... these stores' first time actually being opened on 420.
Yeah.
You can imagine a lot of them are probably going to be pulling out some pretty big, entertaining stuff for us. So
yeah, that's awesome.
A little wake and bake for people.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I mean, 420 is a great day because there's always some kind of deal. Like, every company out there is just like, you know, you got to be there, and you got to be there on this day. It's historic in the cannabis culture to celebrate it on that day. So it's kind of like it is like the biggest day. So there's a good opportunity if you're a connoisseur of cannabis to grab some really great products. And probably lots of them for a pretty good deal.
Do you know why 420 became the official, unofficial holiday? Or at this point in time, it is the official holiday, I guess, you know?
There's a lot of speculation, but I know in a lot of the enforcement code, like law enforcement codes, a lot of cannabis marijuana codes are like 421.
Gotcha.
You know, stopping at 422 or something like that, you know?
I didn't know that.
Which is funny because... when my old job, you know, working, I used to work enforcement a long time ago, not as long ago as it sounds, but there was a guy who knew the codes really well, and we're kind of like going over where all these codes are, and he's just like 421, 423, 427. I'm just like, holy crap. I guess that's where it comes from.
Gotcha.
The good old California penal code.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even that one. Back to front, baby.
So listen, we encourage everyone, if you have an opportunity, feel free to go ahead and check that event out at Sweet Flower. Took us a long time. We were way behind much of the rest of the state when it came to having a storefront. And now we actually have our friend Curtis here, who is actually producing local cannabis. So feel free to go ahead and check that out and support your local cannabis dispensaries, distribution, and products.
Yeah.
So you're talking about products, we support the medicinal and the recreational.
Yes, that's correct.
Yes, yes. Absolutely. So all the sites that I've been able to find, Fox was also included, that it was a group of teenagers in the 1970s at Sam Moran High School that ritualistically smoked at 4:20 p.m. Every single day, and they used that as the code to let the, like, say, hey, we're going to go hang out at 420, whatever week.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that started it all.
It's like a safety meeting.
They can actually pinpoint the origin of it.
Yeah.
Is that those teenagers in San Marin County.
I wonder, so the penal codes might have come after.
Possibly.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It's a good possibility.
Maybe.
That's
they
awesome.
Learned.
Yeah. All right. We appreciate it, sir.
Yeah.
We look forward to, we do have a show to do, but.
I was going
to
say initially, I was almost really impressed that you guys were sponsored by the Civil War. I'm like, there's some old money floating around this studio.
The good old money.
Yeah.
Yep. Shout out to Gettysburg. We appreciate it. All right, sir. So tomorrow, or on Thursday, Sweet Flower. Are you actually going to be there?
Yeah, I'm going to be there. My partner's going to be there, and I believe our brand ambassador is going to be there.
Sweet.
At our booth. So it's pretty easy to see. The logo is just a green C in a circle. It says Chico California Cannabis Company, and we'll be there. Giving cool. stuff away.
Well, I will be there taking stuff for free.
Yeah.
Because I love a giveaway.
Nothing's better than a free item, right?
Yes, yes,
especially
indeed.
Free
especially
weed.
Food on wheels,
and
too.
Food,
that's
yeah.
correct.
Food on wheels.
Food
yeah.
on wheels
yeah.
and cannabis. Again, goes together like peanut butter and jelly, Thanksgiving and turkey. So come on out. You feel free to support. We got some local folks doing it now, and that's pretty exciting. So appreciate your time, sir.
Yeah, appreciate you guys for having me. Thank you so much.
Thanks, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to really hurt, but we're going to... This was sent to me by a fan of the show. It's Viking Skate Country. It's a song. You might recognize some of the lyrics. It celebrates the Sacramento Kings. So we're going to do that while we break and get rearranged, and we'll be right back to talk some hoops and other sports.
It's a wet one in the valley tonight. Could this drought be near its end? There's relief in sight. We see the light. The Kings have won again.
All right, there you have it. Light the beam. Light the beam, baby. Kings get their first playoff win in 16 years against the Warriors.
That was just, I just want to thank you for all your rants that you did on Instagram.
That was beautiful.
Just making my
that was
day,
beautiful.
I have
appreciate
turned up
it.
The heat.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
On talking, on trolling Sacramento. And listen, I'm not an outsider who's just talking about how terrible that town is. Little cow town there. I lived there. So I can speak from some experience that... hold on a second. Let's make sure our bases are covered.
Warning. The views and opinions expressed during this radio show are solely those of the members of Talking About Practice. They do not reflect the policy nor position of KZFR or KZFR supporters.
I mean, seriously, why would you ever take our show seriously? It's so dumb. It is so dumb.
Yeah, so Sacramento, when it comes to towns in California, I would put it on in the category of poopy poop, butt soup. Not a whole lot to do there. Not my favorite gathering of folks in Sacramento. Oh,
I'm just saying there's a lot of towns in California, and I'm going to say Sacramento's in the top half of towns in California. There's a lot of cities out there.
That I would put them
in. This guy said he'd rather live in Los Baños.
You take Los Baños.
Over Sac.
You take Los Baños.
Okay. Oh.
You know,
I don't
literally said
that.
You know what?
Take.
I feel like you should be. You
that's
should be
a
banished.
Bad take.
You should be banished to Los Baños for like.
Would you take Fresno?
Half a year.
Okay, listen. All right. Maybe.
Modesto?
As much as you want to say, Sacramento at least has. It is an actual.
Oh, sorry.
Warning again, y'all.
Yeah.
That being said, Sacramento at least has some type of infrastructure. It is actually a city. It is actually built up. There is actually some character there. They have a nice downtown scene. Sure, like every other city, they got their problems. And I'm not a big fan of Sacramento as a Los Angelonian. But that being said, I don't think I said that right. That being said, Los Angelino.
Anyway.
Either way.
Yeah. Moving on.
That being said, Sacramento, it still sucks, but like to say it's like a poop butt soup, I think is giving it too much hate right now.
Yeah.
A little too much hate. Like, they give them, they're
cool,
it's a cool little
town.
Yeah. Is it the capital of California? Yeah. Why? I don't know.
That is kind of weird.
That's weird. It shouldn't be anymore. That's all you got, really.
Well, it's a port city.
I guess there's the Delta or whatever, right?
The Sacramento River, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
They have barges that go up and down. Listen, It's fine. It's not my favorite.
There's a lot of hate steaming from you right now. You know? It's just it sucks when you got smacked by a home team that is...
We lost by two.
That loss is a loss. And not to mention the way they went about it. You guys could have won that game. You didn't.
You guys should have won
and
that game.
And that home crowd, that's something. Sacramento is putting on a show when it comes to home court advantage.
It seems like there's like 90% Kings fans there, and there's like no Warriors fans there.
It's cheaper to go to a game at home for the Warriors.
The Warriors got way more money. They're not in Cowtown. They're in San Francisco, you know.
They're in the Bay Area.
Bay Area.
But who would want to drive from the Bay Area to that podunk little town?
Well, yeah, because all the Warrior fans are fake. No one would travel for that team. They barely travel across the bridge.
Give me a break.
All right?
First of all, nothing will ever compare to Rural Cole Arena. That's cute. Golden One is adorable. It is a cool arena. I will give it. It's just desserts on that. It is a cool arena. And the fans should be excited.
Yeah.
I'd appreciate it if they'd be a little less racist. But, you know, they're from Sacramento. So.
I mean, when E-40 stands up, he, like, takes up, like, E-40, yeah. like four people, you know. I'm just saying, you know, big dude.
What happened with that? Does anyone know?
He had a very long statement that I'm not going to read on the radio, but basically just said that there was some racial undercurrents being spit his way.
Gotcha.
And again, what else would you expect from Sacramento? I've lived in Austin, Texas, Brooklyn, New York, the Bay Area, Chico, and by far where I felt the most racism of all the places I lived, Sacramento, California. So you are number one there in my book. Yeah.
Wow.
So that's something to
go to Los Baños, then we'll find out.
Yeah, fair enough.
You never know. Okay.
Fair enough. Okay, I am obviously trolling Sacramento. It's not that horrible. It's okay. I am obviously bitter. That the Warriors lost game one in dramatic fashion. Steph taking a runner 1 foot 3-pointer. I was a little confused on that when he could have just reloaded, reset, and fired that ball off of 2 feet. But, you know, I'm also not Steph, and I'm not the greatest shooter of all time. I wasn't even the greatest shooter on my high school squad. So what do I know? I just know that that stung. And I get it. For Sacramento, they should be excited. This is an exciting team. Your team has been god-awful for 16 years. You have missed on every draft just about up until recently. And so, listen, you guys are having a great time. I remember the feeling of when the Warriors got good, and the feeling in Oracle Arena was insane when they started playing well. So, you know, that's a cute little light you shoot into the air there. That's adorable, fun little gimmick. I'm sure that won't get old two seasons from now. But listen, hey, good for you guys. I get it. You guys thought you should be what the Warriors are. You had that run, got beat by the Lakers, and then you turn around and you're just irrelevant for 16 years. Meanwhile, the Warriors became a dynasty, winning four championships, appearing in six finals, and oh, that's right, they've only lost two playoff series in their last six appearances, and those were both in the finals. And you guys got one little cute playoff win at home. That's adorable. Hope you guys win tonight, because if not, you got to go down to Chase. You got to come to San Francisco, baby. It's not all gravy down there, even though our crowd since moving to San Francisco,
It's
not what it once was. Yeah. It's a bunch of tech dorks, so I'm bitter about that too. I'm just a bitter guy.
You just need to relax and take a breather real quick.
I don't have an attachment quite like I do to the Golden State Warriors with any of my fandom. I love the Niners, obviously. But for me, growing up in the Bay, as a Golden State Warriors fan, so many of my friends turned their backs and they became Lakers fans because the Lakers were good. And so I take it personal when the Warriors aren't doing well, or when someone says something negative about the Warriors. I suffered for 17 years with this team with no All-Star, and our first All-Star is David Lee after 17 years of a dry spell. David, I went through it. I was there. I was there when we gave a Donald Foyle a $100 million contract when they weren't handing out $100 million contracts. I was there when we took Bobby Sir in the first round after he got in that car wreck, or in that motorcycle wreck. I was there. I've gone through it with this squad. I was there when Beandrins was our best player, okay? I've seen some things. I was there when we drafted Troy Murphy in the first round, okay? I was there when we drafted Mike Dunleavy in the first round. I've had my heart broken time and time again until recently. And so, yeah, I'm a little frustrated. But guess what? We get another shot tonight, baby. Yeah,
it's game two.
It's game two.
What if this is like the move over? Like the Kings went through the Warriors did, and now this is the time of the Kings. So, Kings, this might be your dynasty
changing
time.
Changing the guard.
This might be the dynasty that's
it's possible.
Over. Yeah,
they have the team to do it.
They do. Except and they got way better looking uniforms, too.
Yeah, way cooler.
I'm sorry, black and purple. That's kind of,
I hate their new jerseys. Their old jerseys were so much better. Their new jerseys are... Those are poopy poop butt soup, in my opinion.
Yeah, I would say, but I would still say that I think their color scheme is better than
solid.
The
Warriors.
Agreed. I'll agree with that. Yeah. I like it better than the traditional, the blue and gold. I do like the Kings purple and black better. I will give you that much. But that's about where I'll stop with the credit giving here to
right,
the Kings.
I was going to say, you're being a little
too nice to them right now. Got to take it back right now.
Yeah.
Take it back a little bit.
Yeah. I'm just...
All right, game two tonight. What do you feel like?
I feel like the Warriors better winner. I might have a free.
I think for the show's sake, we need them to lose.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. That, I think we need the Warriors to lose.
Listen, what's good for
sake.
Me is not good for the show.
Yeah,
the Warriors winning is not good for the radio.
We
show.
Need Heartbreak City in the show.
You need right me worked up coming into.
I feel
the
like
show.
We need the Lakers Kings in the next round.
I would love the Lakers Kings.
Yeah, exactly. For this, for the benefit of this show, I feel like that might be the best.
I will take the month of May off if that happens.
Where's Tim Donaghy? Where's my dude? Let's get him back. On the court, all right? Bring him back.
Could you guys imagine if we had Lakers Kings? Oh my god,
that would be ridiculous.
Wait, is that would be the next matchup?
It would be the next matchup. Is whoever wins the Lakers and the Kings,
Memphis? Okay, yeah,
would go play.
Well, unless Memphis wins, right? Then obviously,
no, because we're seven.
Memphis would take the lower seed.
No, because it'd be either if.
Oh, do they give they reseed to the next? They don't reseed.
I don't think they reseed after the first round. I'm pretty
sure they do. They wouldn't they play the lowest?
I think it's just based on who
Kings
wins
are
on
number three. Oh no, Kings are number no. Kings are number three.
Yeah,
three and six. So it's 3 and 6.
So the winner. So
you want to look it up? Right?
Yeah, please.
Wait,
two would play three.
If they would reseed,
yeah, no, I think we would. Yeah, because two plays three, one plays four. That's technically how it would be. Yeah. If we don't reseed. If they don't reseed, we would play the
they
Kings
don't
next.
Reseed.
They don't reseed.
They so don't reseed.
And we would play the Kings next, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So I said, I don't remember them
if
ever
it does
receding.
Happen, if that does...
Hockey
or
the Warriors. Hockey recedes.
Either way, that would be a good matchup. I think, and I think the way the Lakers looked in that game, got to give it to this Laker team. The way they rebuilt it on the trade deadline, that was pretty amazing. You're not going to get that type of game from Rui Hachimura, whatever his name is, ever again, probably. So shout out to him for having his moment in the playoffs.
29 points.
And, Austin Reeves and Austin doing Reeves. His dang, man.
AR-15, baby. Woof.
Yelling. Dude is... Yelling, I'm him.
Yeah.
I mean, I was impressed.
He's been good. He's been solid all year.
LeBron's kind of the weak link on that chain right now.
Yeah.
Like, for the most part, like, this team was, they got them into the playoffs without LeBron James.
Yep.
They did this all without him. This is all the team they built up. So, granted, I think I'd rather have LeBron James being the worst player on my team than anybody else in the world, but because it's LeBron James, and he's still going to be doing amazing things. So, I think this is a tough matchup for Memphis to get this seventh-seeded Lakers team. Like, it's bottom heavy. It sucks for the top half of the team that they're having to get faced with some of these teams right now, because it's not a walk in the park like it usually is for like a 1 versus an 8 or a 2 versus a 7. So
especially if Ja Morant's out too, we'll see how his
is
hand.
He
yeah, that yeah, hand yeah. yeah
shows how much I was watching.
he went out in the second third quarter.
Yeah,
he landed pretty hard on his shooting hand, I believe. Long story short, the scans came out clean, but still.
Man, people are getting hurt left and right. So Ja Morant, Giannis got
Giannis
hurt.
Giannis went out. Giannis.
You know, Giannis, that was a tough fall to watch.
Yeah, on his back. Too.
Yeah, that was rough.
And they lost to Miami.
And they lost. That was like Tyler Hero broke his
hand, but still.
Tyler Hero is out for a month, and unless Miami makes a really deep run, that means he's probably not going to make it back. At least, definitely not for this series. And we'll see if he makes it back.
Any word on Giannis? What was his?
He's day to day, I believe.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, the Lakers, that was a big win going into Memphis, into that obnoxious crowd. They have one of the better home crowds as well. Them and the Kings, I think, this past season, 1A, 1B for home crowds. So that was a giant win for the Lakers. I don't know how realistic it is for the Lakers to make a deep run. But again, the West is wide open. I think what the NBA is dying for is to get LeBron and Steph in the second round. Those ratings would be through the roof. And like, no one wants to watch. No one outside of Sacramento wants to watch Kings Lakers. That would be a disaster for the NBA.
I think you're completely wrong on that.
There's a lot of history there.
That would bring back the rivalry of the Kings-Lakers from the early 2000s.
I know you don't want that, but there's stories to be dug up there. You bring back Tim Donaghy again, like I just said. There's so much the NBA all these sports towns could go with it.
That Ori three-pointer.
What I'm saying is the NBA in particular, as a business, they do not want the Kings versus Lakers in the second round. They would much rather have Steph and the Warriors and the LeBron versus the Warriors storyline over a storyline that is dusty from 2006 that no one cares about anymore.
Except for Kings fans, because they still talk about it every damn day.
Well, there's not that many Kings fans, so I can't say that's it's just California.
Just like,
you know,
Darren and
the rest, the rest of the country wouldn't have as much of an interest.
Except
so I will agree.
Area,
I will agree. Drew, the NBA probably would rather have obviously the stars.
LeBron.
Stars drive this league.
Yeah, you're right.
But
all right, you're right.
There's still plenty, I think, for this Lakers Kings, if that does happen, for that,
but
to,
it won't,
to be,
so we don't
reunited.
Need to worry about it. Let's go Dubs, baby! Get this win tonight. Let me be nice to my fiance before she leaves the country.
It's gonna be a good one tonight.
Yeah, it's going.
It is sad how that sports dictate how we treat other people around us,
especially your fiance.
Yeah, I feel awful
others.
For her.
Yeah.
I hope in the vows that she allows me to continue to be a total jerk when my teams lose, because it's kind of what she signed up for. So
they just don't get it, you know.
No, they really don't. Only if they're really a sports fan, they know what's up.
Yeah,
and you know that meme that says, you know, men will decide the sports team they love when they're 7 years old and let it ruin their life for
100%.
The rest of their lives. A woman definitely created that meme, right? Like, guys get it. It's like,
that's
exactly how this goes.
If you jumped off that that wagon, I would hate you.
Yeah, you got to stay with the wagon.
You got to stay with it,
no matter
what.
I'm a true fan.
Yeah,
that's right. Just real quick, Clippers steal game one in Phoenix. Phoenix is the odds-on favorite to come out of the West, according to Las Vegas and all the sports books. Do you guys think the Clippers have an actual chance to win this series?
100%.
After that game, yes.
So long as they don't give Russell Westbrook the ball.
Yeah,
Keep him away from the ball and just keep him on defense, essentially.
Yeah, what did he shoot? Like 2 for 17 from the field, hit two clutch free throws down the stretch. But
at the same point in time, he also has he's got to have the most fragile ego in the NBA. I think Russell Westbrook.
Agreed.
Maybe him and LeBron. But like him for sure, I think. Because it's got to be Russell Westbrook. He's got the most fragile ego. Did you see the video of him going into the that suite or whatever and confronting that Phoenix Sun? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, my dude, why do you stoop so low?
Yeah.
Why do you go to the lowest levels of the region right now? These people do not matter. They're coming to watch you pay. They paid money.
Yeah, they're You're getting a lot. Now,
again, there are obviously, we've said on the show, there are lines that can be crossed, and you should never cross them when yelling at or heckling a player. Same point in time, players, if those lines aren't crossed, you got to take it, my dude.
100%.
And if your ego can't take it, we're going to heckle you even more, and you make it even worse for you. You dig your hole even deeper.
It's only game two is going to be worse for him.
Yeah, it sucks for him. It's going to happen like where I think his son's going to grow up thinking their last name is Westbrook. You know, like he's probably like, yeah, what's your last name? Oh, Westbrook. It's like, oh, no, it's Westbrook. No, what? No, everyone says Westbrook.
My dad said Westbrook.
Yeah. So I'm sorry for the man, and I hope that you come to terms with your own fragility.
Only time will tell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really do think the Clippers do have a solid shot because they do have a bench.
I mean, Kawhi is also disgusting.
And Kawhi is back. It seems like
he's like, now I can play.
He clocked in. He's like, okay, guys. Now playoff time. All right.
Yeah,
we
now I can play.
And even without PG, PG should be coming back hopefully 2-3 weeks. We'll see about that. But I really do think they have a solid shot, especially taking game one from the Suns.
I'm surprised Paul George. I thought Paul George was out for the series. No,
he's out. I'm pretty sure he's out for the series.
He's out for the series. Yeah, for sure. But he might be back next round or round after. We'll see. But
interesting.
Yeah, but a team with no bench. Obviously, KD and Devin Booker can't score 120 points. And throwing CP3 at another 15, 20, and 8-2. You need a full team to beat.
It's math right there.
It is math.
That's math.
We'll see.
Can't beat math.
Math is undefeated. That's true. All right, let's take a quick little break here. This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. We are people-powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Sacramento Valley.
I wonder how many people in the car were just yelling at you for this rant you did on Sacramento. Because this is, again, the Sacramento Valley, so we have a lot of Kings fans listening.
Yeah, I hope I upset a lot of people.
That usually keeps them on, though. So,
yeah. I occasionally like to play the role of the troll, and that's where we're at. So this has been fun, and hopefully I'll be done with this in about a week's time because the series will be over and the Warriors will have won in six, like I predicted this entire time, and I still believe that'll happen. So,
I smell it in the air.
Oh, yeah.
I can smell it.
That victory, let's go, baby! I will wear Kings gear to the show if we end up losing.
It's been said on air.
I don't own any Kings gear.
We'll get you Kings gear.
We will find you Kings gear.
He has a full closet.
916, baby. Yeah.
I will wear, if Darren is willing to loan me some Kings gear,
I will
absolutely wear Kings gear if we lose this.
That dude has 20 jerseys in his closet right now. I'm not going to spend money on a Kings jersey. I take that back.
I feel like we split it three ways for him.
I'm sure there's a listener out there that would love to donate it.
Yeah, 20 bucks each. Something like that.
30 bucks each.
Whatever it ends up being.
Either way, I'm just saying, I feel like we could find someone out there who's donated a jersey out there. There are plenty. We have all these witnesses. I just heard Drew say that.
Face paint, too. Yeah. Let's get some face paint going.
Ooh. I don't know what you guys are talking about. I already forgot what we were talking about.
I'll get the recording from Grant.
Oh, yes. Please do.
Some evidence.
Yes.
Big shout out to our friends over at Blue Sky Events presenting the Chico Spring Jam on Saturday, April 29th at historic Patrick Ranch. The day-long event features nonstop entertainment with two stages of music, dancing, the Eagles, Foreigner, and the Cars tribute band, BBQ and Brews, food trucks, Kids Zone, and more. There's also the return of KZFR local stage with the Loki Miller Band, Yurkovich, the River Road Band, and KZFR DJs. I don't remember getting an email about that, but that's okay. Tickets and details at blueskyevents.com. All right. I feel like I got all the hate off my chest.
I feel like there's more.
Yeah, there's still some.
We'll see how tonight goes. We'll see how tonight goes. The Warriors win. It's all gravy. I'm going to be back to a happy little camper, but if they do not... It could be tough, guys.
I'll be there live with Darren on Thursday.
And, awesome.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see how tonight goes, see where my money's going to be going.
Yeah, hopefully the Warriors will be going up 2-1 on Thursday. So we'll see. Derek's got the news for you.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news, breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
Six.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. Now, do you want to, before we do get started, got to let you guys know, tomorrow is the 18th, tax day, y'all.
Tax day.
Tax get your, day. Get your taxes done, that or file an extension.
File extension.
Yeah.
Did you know that income tax started as a temporary government program to raise money for the Civil War?
I did, actually. Yeah. And it became permanent because they're thieves like that.
Nothing more permanent in this world than a temporary government program.
I'm just saying, taxing from income you make is just like the most ridiculous thing in the world. But, you know, that's just me being a logical
human being. The entire thing is dumb. So you know exactly what I owe, but you won't tell me what I owe. Why are you taking money out of my check, and then we have to figure it out at the end?
Yeah, that's also a thing that makes zero sense to me as well. Yeah.
It's so stupid.
Yeah. It's like, why don't you're already taking it. You don't want to go down that road. Either way, tax day, the 18th, file an extension, make them wait for that money.
That's right.
You know, extend.
Okay, you know?
As long as you extend, you're not going to get penalized.
You know what? Don't pay your taxes. Don't pay your taxes, guys. Just forget about them.
Extensions.
Just let them find you, okay?
Yeah.
All right? Yeah. They'll find you.
They'll find you.
All right.
They'll come up to your dog and everything.
Speaking of Mexico, we're going international with this story today, y'all.
Oh.
Not Mexico, though. We're going to across the Atlantic into good old Italiano.
Oh, Italian.
Where their party is happening in Italy. Apparently.
Oh,
party. Well, everyone knows that.
Yeah.
Italy loves to eat and party.
Drink some wine.
Yeah. Eat pasta, drink wine, and sleep.
Yep.
That's pretty much what Italy does.
Oh, yeah.
It's 100%. And I think that sounds like the perfect life.
It really is.
So sign me up. That being said, Italy just got a lot more fun because apparently off the coast of Sicily, roughly 2 tons of a good old thing called cocaine washed up on shore there.
Damn.
Wow. Two tons. Worth about $440 million.
Oh, my God.
So, nice little payday for whoever got that. Unfortunately,
someone's getting fired.
It ended up in the right/wrong hands. The officials got it. And, so it's not going into the general public. It's going back into the private stash of good old Italian government because they all need it.
What do they do with that?
I wonder, you know?
Yeah, that's
got
a lot of
evidence, right? And, I don't know. You know?
But that's basically the weight of a hippo. Right there.
2 tons?
2 tons.
Damn.
Of hippos worth of cocaine.
Of hippos worth of cocaine.
A hippo weighs 2 tons?
4,000 pounds.
Dude. Damn.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm sorry. That's why you don't mess with hippos.
Yeah.
No, so hippos are the best. They don't care about anything, but they will kill you. And that's just like,
I feel like they should name that finding the Pablo Escobar.
100%. There we go.
There you go.
Savages. Right.
So we're sending you 2 hippos of cocaine right now. Yeah.
No, just one. Just one hippo.
I can only take one. Apparently, getting cocaine washed up in Italy is a very prominent thing, because apparently last year in 2021, they seized over 20 tons
whole
cocaine.
Damn.
Apparently, Italy is one of those funnels to the Balkan region to get that cocaine out, which is kind of weird. Like, that's a lot.
That is a lot. That's a lot of man hours.
Yeah. Man, these cartels, man, they got it rough.
They're sloppy.
Yeah, you wonder.
Yeah, but
where's Pablo when you need him?
It's probably nothing for them, though. Yeah. They probably hundreds of times.
They probably purposely lose these ones. They're like, take these ones as we divert the other way.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I could be a drug smuggler, guys.
Let's do it, coach. Dude.
I'm ready to do it.
I'm down.
I'm ready to live life on the edge.
Let's go.
So
you wouldn't have to pay taxes.
That is
loopholes, everybody. Loopholes.
The 18 can suck it. I'm sorry, one more time.
Got you.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
That it is. We'll keep it on this drug train that we have just embarked on. We're going to keep going right now. Where if you happen to be hiking, drugs is sometimes fun to do if you're out there. The legal ones, right? Of course, the legal ones.
Of course.
But if you happen to be doing some of the illegal ones, maybe have one person that doesn't.
enough.
Because
a spotter,
a little lookout for you, a scout, someone to guide you, a leader of the pack,
a shaman.
Unfortunately, that's not the case for these hikers in Northwest England, as they went on a little hike on some shrooms, and got lost.
Go on.
Couldn't find their way back. And they were out for roughly 4 days. Lost. 4 days out there on the shrooms. That's got to be a hell of a way to go. Like,
Damn.
After they wear off, you're probably like, this is awful. Like, I need to get home. I want to shower. Yeah.
I'm never doing shrooms again.
Yeah, never again. So much so they had to get the officials. They had to get rescued out. Luckily, they were found and were saved by the good old mountain rescue team. But again, I just be warned. If you're going to do it, maybe have one that doesn't do as many as everybody else. Someone who just leader of the pack.
Yeah,
be careful out there.
That's common sense. So is that
enjoy
that
nature.
Person?
Yeah, enjoy nature while being on nature, but not so much nature that you get lost in nature.
That was deep.
That was off the dome too, and I'm impressed with myself. So thank you. You're welcome. Poetry in motion, y'all.
You should
poetry
write that one down.
In here. Motion. Gotta make sure we save it. All right, one last story. This one. This is one of those places where it's like there's a special place in hell, right? There's a special place in hell for people.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman right here, Miss Peaches Sturgo, with a name like that, that deserves a place in hell alone. But what she did is just quite awful, as she essentially catfished an older gentleman who was a Holocaust survivor.
Oh.
And gypped him out of $2.8 million.
Damn.
Wow.
Some of those people have millions of dollars laying around, man.
Yeah, leave it alone. I was already thinking it. Just leave it alone. Please leave it alone. Let's keep moving.
Oh, okay. All right, we're done. We'll move it along. For those of you know, you know. For those of you who can't.
Well, we'll leave it alone.
Know.
It's a trap! I'll write it on paper.
So thank you. So Peaches, again, she... You going after that paper? Like, I get it. There's scammers out there. You're going to be a scammer of the scam, you know? But... If you're going to do it, all right, Drudy gets it now. I hope everyone else out there does too. but again, if you're going to scam people, like there are, I'm not saying there are people that are okay to scam, but there are certainly people that are not okay to scam. And that's one of them right there. Well, you know, that's one of them.
Like, it's high on the list.
Like have I know you don't have any integrity because you're a scammer and you're trying to take advantage of people. But have a smidgen of integrity. Just a smidgen of like, you know what? I'll screw over the 40-year-old with the 8 kids that, you know, that one. Not the 87-year-old Holocaust survivor.
Yeah, that's brutal.
That's rough. But also at the same point in time, careful with your money, y'all. Mm-hmm. Don't give it to the triflings out there, okay? I know you might be sad and lonely. But if it sounds too good to be true, it usually is.
Always.
Yeah. So hold on to your money as best as possible, and don't be like Peaches. But I do love Peaches. I love Peaches.
Yeah.
When peaches are in season at the grocery store, I'll go ham. Yeah.
Nice and soft.
I'm with you.
And just peaches. Peaches. Yeah. All right. That's the news, y'all.
Real quick, the largest hippo ever recorded was in Germany, a 16-foot hippo that weighed 9,900 pounds.
That's a tank.
Damn.
Yeah. That's a tank.
4.5 tons.
I want to see that thing go. If you ever see a hippo on water, it's like
it's majestic. Yeah, it is.
It's majestic.
Yeah, they do.
Or like a moose through snow.
They move. Oh, mooses
too.
Oh,
my gosh, yeah.
Did you know that hippos don't swim?
What do you mean they don't swim? We've seen them
They
swim.
Walk. They walk underwater. They walk underwater and then they jump. Yeah. To the top.
To get air and then they come back down?
Well, to attack or whatever, gotcha.
They have really? They don't swim?
No.
Damn.
I mean, they're too big.
I thought they
floated, kind of. They're buoyant or something.
They'll push themselves off the ground and glide through the water.
Damn.
But no, they don't actually savage. Swim. Yeah.
They live in water and they don't even swim.
Yeah.
Like, how much of a badass are you?
Yeah,
you
know? Facts. Yeah, right?
Or how fat are you that you can't swim?
It's all muscle, Brad. It's all muscle.
That too.
Okay. Well, that's the news. Hippo facts. You're welcome.
Appreciate it. So, Brad, I wanted to talk to you about something that you mentioned the other week off air, and I think we need to bring it on air.
What was that?
The pitch clock. You said you're not a fan.
Don't like it.
But you also haven't watched a single game.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I forgot about that.
So, one might ask...
How do I know what's actually going on?
And how do you know you don't like it if you refuse to watch baseball?
Because I've seen clips on Instagram of the battle between the pitcher and the hitter completely gone in the sense of the mind games. The batter doesn't get enough time to actually digest what just happened and then step back in and then be able to figure out what the pitcher's about to do. The pitcher has more control than ever against the batter. I mean, yes, you can say that the pitcher in the past had to wait or could wait and stall, but I feel like the batter just has to go up there and basically swing, and that's it. There's no mental game anymore, and that's my biggest problem with it. I think the pitch clock was not a bad idea. I don't like the 30 seconds, and after 8 seconds, it's an automatic strike. I think 45 seconds and that 8 seconds, fine. It's like, at 8 seconds, the batter better be ready, but at the same time, I think 30 seconds is, or the 20 and 15 seconds is too short of a time for that sequence to actually happen.
No, I will agree. I think that there is some tweaking that needs to be done with the pitch clock on there. Give it a little more time, because I do agree with you. There is something to be said about the game of baseball, how we do appreciate that cat and mouse game, that chess game.
There's a game within the game.
Between the pitcher and the batter. Because everyone knows when you're watching the game, the count means everything, and it changes everything at that point in time, too, of what's being played, where it's going to be thrown, what's going to be thrown. And that is always, that's a fun part of the game. That's a very great aspect of it. But at the same point in time, you are trying to bring in that new audience that doesn't truly understand that game, nor really wants to really get into that game so much. They just want to see action out there, because that's an action that you don't see. It's just something you have to have in your mind and realize what the game is. So I do hope they find a way to still keep that game alive, because it is a great part about it when you do have the difference between a 1-2 count and a 2-1 count and what some pitcher is going to throw and what a hitter's thinking this pitcher is going to throw. That is a great part of the game, and I do hope they give a little bit more time, because that is a great part of it. At the same point in time, I don't think they really care that much about that, because they realize the new fans, they just want to see the ball hit into play.
And but then you also look at what Cody Bellinger came back for the first time as a Cub.
Yes.
And he got a called strike on him because the fans were giving him an ovation. He stepped out, honored the fans, and got a called strike on him the first at bat. I'm like, wait, that makes no sense. Like
that is pretty stupid.
Think about Yachty coming back. Say he left for his last year, came back, and he was called strike. It's like, I understand if you want to hold the rules, but like, there's got to be some situations where first at bat you let it go, you let them be honored by their old home crowd. And I just think it's like, you don't, it's kind of like how in college baseball, it's not, you can't celebrate, you can't do anything without getting ejected or a warning done. And the same thing with this new MLB is, it's showing that you can't honor previous players that you had for more than like 3 seconds, and that's it. That's all you get to honor them and them to reciprocate that acknowledgement.
That's fine, right? Like, that's an easy enough fix. Hey, someone's coming back for the first time.
Easy fix.
Give them a moment, right?
Umpires, I gotta have some discretion out there. Be able to have, because I realize umpires are on the ticket of like, yo, this is a rule the MLB is trying to enforce. So people are like, oh, the umpires are just the worst. Like, no, this is what they're instructed to do right now. So there is that on them, but the MLB needs to have that awareness to know, like, hey, this is still a game where the fans are everything, and that moment when you get that eruption of the fans, and the guys are playing this game for our enjoyment, you know? Yeah, they're doing it because it's a great game to play, but this game would not be out there if the fans were not on the stands, and we want to see it in droves of the thousands, you know? We want to see this game being played, and we want to be able to honor the guys that do it. So I hope that they have that discretion in there, like, okay, this is a time where this is not a rule that we need to enforce at this point in time right now because of what is going on in the environment.
Yeah. So it just comes down to that, and it's also the last year that I didn't watch. I could live without it, so just living without it a little bit longer.
Yeah, I just think it's better overall. It makes for a better product. We don't need four-hour baseball games, especially. Yeah, I just don't think we need these long, drawn-out baseball games. Hits are up this year. Adjusting the shift was huge. We needed small ball to come back, and the pitchers have such a giant advantage than they've ever had before. All these pitchers are throwing 98 mile per hour fastballs now, so the only option most batters had was to try and go yard every time, and the game the last couple of years to me was damn near unwatchable.
Yeah, with all the strikeouts.
All the strikeouts, just not what we want to see. We want to see the ball in play. So I think with the eliminating the shift and adding a pitch clock, you are going to get that younger audience that baseball has been absolutely starved for. So, and Not to mention for the players and the staffs themselves and all the people who have to work those baseball games. Who doesn't want to get off work 40 minutes earlier?
And the other big thing that bothered me that came about baseball more recently is they're actually moving the 7th inning where the alcohol gets cut off to the 8th inning now. So you have shorter games and the alcohol is getting moved to the 8th inning. So the whole purpose of that 7th inning cutoff is now just out the window just because they're losing money.
That's not for every stadium. I know the Giants already rejected that.
They did? Okay.
Yeah, stadium by stadium choice right now.
Okay. So the MLB allowed it.
They're
but
giving them the option to accept
That makes no sense, though.
It's all PR in the first place. The baseball doesn't care if you get a DUI. If they did,
they could care
less. If they did, they wouldn't sell booze, period. Yep. They wouldn't put their parks right next to bars. Bars are right across the street. Baseball will kindly invite you to go pregame across the street, go to the game, drink more beers, and then go back to the bars across the street afterwards, and they encourage you to patronize to be a patron of these places. They don't care.
I mean, half their sponsors are beer sponsors.
That's correct. Yeah.
You know? Or alcohol in general. It is definitely kind of annoying that they try to have this standard here that they
ethical level.
Yeah, it's like you're not ethics. There's not.
It's like there is none. No.
You're trying to hand out the responsibility on somebody else, and then when your pockets are taking a hit, you're like, no, we'll suffer a little bit more responsibility.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. And bearing that 40 minutes early, maybe not so much because you still have to have people in the stalls to serve the alcohol.
That's right.
So maybe you're not. All right, you selfish people out there, go home and drink at the bars. You know.
Rudy, you wanted to talk about Jordan Spieth's collapse yesterday, which was hilarious.
No, that was not hilarious.
Oh, not if you had money on him.
I mean, I still made my money because I still made like 5 or 6 units because I got the top 25, top 10, top 5. But your boy had $40 to win $8.95 on Jordan Spieth. And for the first time ever, I didn't hedge on the top 2 guys, especially when I had the guy in the lead. Long story short, homie right here on the 16th hole bogeyed, so that broke him even. The next hole after that, he was 2 inches away from getting one stroke above Fitzpatrick. What happens in the playoffs? 2 rim jobs. He had it. Boom. First hole, nothing. Second one, nothing. And then the third one, what happens? Fitzpatrick sticks it to the hole. And he's 2 inches away from the hole, and he won. Yeah, so Jordan Spieth, you are dead to me. I hope your wife hates you. Your dog is probably not talking to you right now either. But Jordan Spieth, what the hell, man? You've been playing well all damn. He had it. He had it.
If you don't get it in the hole, it doesn't count.
Exactly.
Nope.
Yep.
So truer words have never been spoken on this show. All right. Do you want to tell us what you're going to be picking this week?
Oh yeah, let's do it.
I gotta tell you, it's just occurred to me what the student body has been chanting for the last 2 or 3 minutes. It's the name Rudy.
I'm gambling again.
New week, new money. Let's get it. We're gonna start off hot tonight with the Dubs, baby. Money line.
Let's go!
-125. There is no way that the Dubs are going to go down 0-2.
There's no chance.
I see them winning. It's going to be a close
one. That's right, baby.
It's going to be a close one. I got them winning -125. I got a 2-team parlay with Stephen Curry's points over 30.
Yes, sir.
Fox over 28.
Okay.
Parlay them too. That's 3-1 odds on that. Tomorrow, Champions League, we got Real Madrid.
Yes, sir.
On the road against, my Chelsea Blues because Chelsea sucks. And they're getting +140,
baby.
He
said it himself, baby.
+140, Real Madrid on the road. Yeah.
+140?
140 on the road.
You might put some money on that
that
right there.
I would say drop some money. Because Madrid is going to win 3-1, 4-0.
Madrid's not winning in the league. They're going everything for Champions
League. Chelsea is
terrible.
In shambles right
now. Wait, did you say Madrid's a +140?
On the road, yeah.
Wow.
They were -130 at home last week, and I dropped some fat money on that. But that's last week. And I got Napoli at home against AC Milan at -125. Let's go get it. And side note, whoever the Warriors win tonight, Thursday, I'm going to roll with the Kings. At Chase Center.
Boom! This man cut off his microphone,
let's
please.
Go.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Let's
that was really good until the very end there, and then you kind of fumbled the bag. But,
no, not at all, bro.
Stepman Brad, do you have a North State update for us, sir?
A bit of one, yeah. We don't have to do the intro.
All right.
I'll just do it because I just.
He's got stats.
I got something else to say. So, Chico. softball, Chico baseball, not looking too pretty right now. But we have something a little bit more important in the community going on right now. A lot of people are hurting. There was a crash Thursday morning right next to where I lived. I go past that gas station on Eaton and Esplanade every morning. And two kids lost their life, 19 and 21 years old. One of them was a soccer player for Chico High. He just graduated last year. The one big thing I want to say is hug the people that you love the most tight tonight. It's for me, it's hard also because every day I've driven past that gas station and there has been somebody there.
Yep.
Over and over again, I've been driving early in the morning to go to work, and I'm talking 5-4 in the morning, and there's somebody there. These kids were loved deeply, and we did a lot of all of us have done a lot of dumb things in college, and we made it by the skin of our teeth getting out of it. Unfortunately, these kids did not. And there's a lot of family and friends that are hurting, so just be safe out there, guys, when you're driving. And please think about what you're doing when you're doing it. Know that there's people that love you and care about you out there. I know the Chico High community and the Chico sports community in general is hurting. So we send love out to you guys, and be well.
Well said, sir. All right, let's go from the heartfelt to foot to mouth.
Yeah, man, thanks for setting me up.
Sorry,
we should have ended on that one right
maybe
there.
We
okay.
The show there, all right. But all right.
Sorry, guys.
And now it's time we take a deep dive into the world of soccer with the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as
39 was last year, and he could barely throw a ball out at a barnside.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's foot in mouth.
I messed that up. Sorry. That's my bad.
That is right, y'all. Time for a little foot and mouth right now. The football season is, oh man, if you're a fan of the Premier League, this season has turned right now for the better for the neutrals out there who are just looking for chaos at both ends of the table. We got it. We got it. Why? Haaland! Erling Haaland. My goodness, you Norwegian wonder kid. You are truly a spectacular phenom to grace the pitch. And Man City has never been luckier to have you. As you netted two goals, tying the single season goal scoring record for the Premier League at 32 goals with roughly 10 games to play. Wait, let me see. Let me double check to make sure that is correct.
Seven or eight games.
Eight games to play for Man City. The guy already has tied the record. He has also eclipsed the record for the most goals scored in a Premier League season, all competitions combined, passing that of Cristiano Ronaldo and Ruud van Nistelrooy. That being said, Haaland, you are spectacular. Y'all, Man City, you thumped. You did what you had to do. You took the fight to Leicester City, pretty much they're putting their backs against the wall right now. Leicester City is, as being a formidable top half of the table team to fighting off relegation. But 3-1, Man City took down Leicester City. A big 3 points for them. Why? Because the next day after that, Arsenal, the team that pretty much I had been saying had hands on the trophy. They were ready for it. They had a nice gap. They had a nice point lead. They were doing well. But what do? They drop points to who? West Ham? What? A two-goal lead, they drop points to West Ham to go 2-2, pretty much giving the door wide open for Man City to take it. All Man City has to do is pretty much win. All Man City has to do is win all the games the rest of the way, which is, again, that's very hard to do, and they win the title. But that being said, for the most part, Arsenal, you could have kept the door closed. You didn't know how to keep this title yours.
Keep on choking, man.
And it sucks for Arsenal fans out there, because this was a season that y'all felt was going to be yours, and for the longest time, I felt like it was going to be yours. But Man City is something else. They are an unstoppable force, and they are fighting through. So Arsenal dropping points right now, and only a four-point gap separates these two teams, and they have yet to play each other one more time. And Man City has a game in hand, too.
Oh, mm-hmm. Do they really?
Yeah.
They have a game in hand. And they have a game against
City's gonna win it.
And a game against Arsenal right
now. Arsenal, sorry, Gunners.
So it's tough.
Not this year.
it sucks for them right now. But the top four race is also very spicy, too, as Man United took a big leap forward in taking down Nottingham Forest 2-0. Big for me right now. I needed that to happen for my Evertonians right now. That being said, you were lucky because Newcastle and Tottenham both dropped massive points. Mm-hmm. Massive points to pathetic squads. I mean, Newcastle to Aston Villa, they're not pathetic. That's a good Aston Villa squad that's been revitalized under Unai Emery. But Tottenham losing to Bournemouth, pathetic.
Yeah,
pathetic Tottenham. You don't deserve any love whatsoever, and you have pretty much cost yourselves Champions League play next year, most likely.
They don't deserve it anyways.
You don't deserve it. No, sorry, Tottenham. I want to love you, but you make it so difficult, too. So difficult.
And they got a team, man.
They do.
Harry Kane. Beautiful team.
Harry Kane is fantastic. And Minson.
Yeah, that's just those two players.
And they put themselves in possibly getting out of any of the Europa.
Any type of European play right now.
Aston Villa's looking fighting tough
right now.
And, and to the Chelsea owner for going into the locker room and cussing everyone out after last game, good for you. Because Chelsea, it's like they're getting paid millions of dollars to put out that